Hi everyone, my name's Leo and I'm an agriculture student. I'm here today to talk about my recent work placement where I studied the environmental impact of farming. I initially looked at spending my summer working on a huge farm in southern Spain, which sounded great. However, I ended up taking a placement in a beautiful valley in Italy, which is famous for its ancient olive trees. It turned out to be the perfect location for my research. Many people assume that managing an olive grove is just a matter of pruning the branches and harvesting the fruit at the right time. Actually, our primary focus was monitoring the weather conditions, because that dictates how healthy the trees will be and how vulnerable they are to disease. We spent hours every day recording temperature and humidity levels across the estate.
Of course, climate isn't the only challenge. Olive trees can attract specific agricultural pests. You might expect mammals or birds to be the biggest problem for the farmers, but actually, the most notable threat we faced was the olive fly. These tiny insects lay their eggs inside the growing fruit, which can devastate an entire crop in a matter of weeks.
And it wasn't just flies. The trees also attract certain caterpillar species. We initially thought beetles were causing the mysterious holes we started seeing in the foliage, but we soon realized these crawling insects were the true culprits. They chew through the young leaves, severely stunting the growth of the trees if left unchecked.
These pests can completely ruin a harvest if they aren't managed properly. Some farmers worry about the size of the fruit decreasing, but the real issue is that the insect damage gives the oil a rather bitter taste, making it impossible to sell to consumers. It completely destroys the premium quality the region is known for.
So, how do farmers deal with this? In the past, they would just use heavy machinery to clear out infected areas, but the standard practice recently has been to rely on chemical sprays to kill the pests. Unfortunately, this causes terrible harm to the surrounding environment, killing beneficial insects and damaging local biodiversity.
Because of this, we wanted to find a greener, more sustainable solution. My professor suggested introducing predatory insects that would hunt the flies, but instead we focused on encouraging wild birds to settle in the grove, as they eat the pests naturally. We put up nesting boxes all over the farm, and it worked brilliantly. We also used physical barriers to protect the crop. I spent days setting up wooden fences around the perimeter, though they didn't do much to stop flying insects. What really made a difference was hanging plastic traps from the branches, which caught thousands of flies safely without the need for toxic substances.
By avoiding artificial pesticides, we noticed a huge improvement in the local ecosystem almost immediately. We were hoping to see better soil quality over time, but the most dramatic change was the purity of the drinking water in the nearby village. Without the runoff from agricultural poisons, the local streams became completely clear again.
So, what's next for me?
Well, my tutor asked if I wanted to write a magazine article about our findings. However, I've actually agreed to help film a documentary about sustainable agriculture, which is incredibly exciting. I hope it will encourage more farmers to adopt eco-friendly pest control methods in the future.